Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Om Times Radio for Joy of Business. I am Francesca Fiorentini. I have the immense pleasure to be here in this radio show with my friend and colleague, Diva Diaz. Ciao, Diva.
Hi. Hi, Fancy. Hi, everyone.
Yeah. So basically, both of us, we are Access Conscious Facilitator, and I am a Joy of Business facilitator too, and both of us really love Joy of Business. Right, Diva?
We do. We do. We're weirdos. We love business, and we love working, and we love creating stuff all the time, which actually makes our lives a lot easier. So how does it get better than that?
How does it? So that's interesting that you say that makes our lives easier, right? Because most of the time when women talk about business, or I will say, like, all humanity, in a way, they are, like, stuck in this box, right? Like, oh, my God, I have too much to do. I have too much to... So what is your point of view, right, that you have joy in the business that you're doing? And basically, you are not doing just one business, right? You do a lot of things. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I think we both do, and that's an interesting thing, because it's so true. It's so easy to go into overwhelm with business or with projects or with things to do, rather than really actually recognizing, like, what if you really enjoy working? What if you really enjoy creating? Which I think is so much of what Francesca and I do when we, even when we organize classes, like Access classes around the world. Would you say that's correct? Fancy.
Yeah, you say that perfectly correct. And it's really like one of our main job, one of our main businesses, right, that we collaborate, we do together, it's really creating and hosting classes around the world for Access Consciousness, for Gary and Dave, right? And now we will have also Simone and Brendan, Simone Milicis and Brendan Watts, and it's most of the time. So basically, this is the topic of this radio show, right?
Yeah.
So, that's 2 months ago. I mean, we look at each other because we received so many questions from people about how can you host? What's your secret on hosting? Because basically what we do is, like, we are quite, like, relaxed on our work, even if we have to handle a lot of things, right, Diva? So that's why. And I'm so grateful that actually Simone Milicis and Joy of Business invited us to this radio show to talk about hosting and creating. Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah, truly.
We will have
a thank you. Big shout out.
and I mean, there are lots of things that we could talk about it, but if I'm asking myself, okay, in this hour, 50 minutes, whatever it is, we could share with the audience a few tools and few experiences that we had to make them look at their creation in a different way, what this will be, right? And we didn't prepare anything.
No, exactly. We're following the energy. We're going with whatever shows up, because we could actually talk about this for days. And in fact, we have talked about this for days together. many times, because one of the things that we always do is ask questions before an event, during an event, and after an event, like, you know, what is this? What's going on with this? How can we create this as greater? And they're questions that can sometimes require us, or in fact, all of the time, require us to be quite vulnerable with what's going on and not make ourselves wrong, not make each other wrong, not make anyone else wrong. So it's really this amazing kind of exercise in using the Access Consciousness tools live in action. and really, I laugh because we have so many stories and it's so funny just thinking of all the things. But truly, it's like that. Those are the moments to actually put all of the tools in action. Yeah.
And thank you for saying vulnerability, because basically something like this really happened yesterday, right? In one of our hosting meetings with other hosts, other event creators.
Yeah.
And just to tell it very shortly, one of the hosts is working with us in one of the upcoming classes for Get for Day. She was actually really being very vulnerable and saying, look, when I'm thinking about I need to put out the chips, or I need to put out the snacks, or I need to lift a box, oh my God, I have a degree, right? A university degree. For what reason will I do that?
Yeah.
I was like, oh. That was really funny.
Yeah,
the
willingness but it was, had, and it was yeah. great how she was. Sorry, yeah.
Go ahead, Diva.
Well, I think we're both going to say the similar thing, because we were both actually really grateful that she brought that up. And we thanked her. We were like, wow, thank you so much for having the vulnerability to bring that up. Because so often I think we hide what is going on for us because we think it's bad, or like it's not kind, or people wouldn't be able to receive it. But she actually had the courage to say, hey, this is what's going on for me. Can you help me out? And so we actually looked at it. And we just asked some questions, and we really showed her the energy of like, hey, when we do these classes, when we organize these events, it's really about creating a greater future. So if us putting out snacks or picking up a tissue from the floor is going to create that greater future, we're always going to be willing to do it. Like, we're willing to do whatever it takes. And Francie, I think you were saying how, you know, we're often the last people to leave the room, not that it has to be that way, but because we like to make sure that everything is organized and, you know, ready for the next day, so that when people show up, they have this sense of ease and space, that they're coming into somewhere that's being well taken care of and that they're taken care of.
Yeah, absolutely. But also, it's like vulnerability is one of the five elements of intimacy, right? And
yeah.
And it's really like, because vulnerability, it's basically in this reality something wrong, as you said. You don't have to show other people what are your weakness, right? And what if there is nothing wrong? What if there is no weakness, but just strongness? And if you apply all the time these tools, and allow you to see, first, as you say, create a greater future, but also to handle things in your present much easier and with much more joy and happiness. So that's actually, and yeah, so it's really the thing that we look at. So most of the time people look at events, at the creation in general, because now we are talking about hosting classes, right? And looking at the creation in general, whatever you are creating, where that you have to have so much effort, right, and so much work and so much, like, pain in a way. But what if it's not about that? I love Gary to say you have an idea, right, and then to institute that idea, you have to move your heart. That's to say, you have to create to do things, right? I mean, how can even people find you?
I like
or,
the first
you know,
one.
Find
yes.
Yeah, that's truly, but how much joy and fun can you have doing that? It's really, and just asking that question, because one of the things, the most amazing thing of Access Consciousness is really asking questions. I was talking with a friend of mine, and he's doing a different type of business. And it was looking at the fact that usually in their own business training, the employers asked my English sometimes interesting, but it's basically the why of things, why things have been end up like that, why. But the why questions, yeah, you know the why, you know, all of us know, but it's my question will be, if you ask a why, will be very useful. I mean, in a way, it's like, okay, they stole my car, and if I know why they did, will give me my car back, will bring me home. No, right? I mean, it's very simple, but, you know, it was like, okay, what can I be here to actually go home or to find my car with ease? Or so that's the magic work of asking questions, right?
Yeah.
Like, and exactly. In each moment.
And then, like, yeah. Well, I was just going to say, and then, like you're saying, like, with the car example, it's like, and then you follow it up with an action, like you actually choose something different, whether it's choosing to be something different, to do something different, to institute something different, to receive something different. That's the next piece that comes. So even with when our colleague was being really vulnerable and saying what was going on for her for the event where, you know, she was like, do I really have to do these little jobs when I'm such an overqualified person? Really, to us, it's not like, oh, that's, you know, that's her standpoint. That's what her point of view is. No, we're like, oh, this is so cool. And now can we change it? And can we move on beyond it? Great. Now everyone, next step. You know, and that's how you actually move beyond stuff. So it's not about just being aware of everything and letting it sit there, but it's actually using the tools and the clearing statement and asking questions to move beyond it so that that isn't something that controls you anymore.
Exactly. I love it. So do you mean that actually you can be free, right?
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't control you anymore, you have total freedom on that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really amazing. Yeah. And, I mean, now very shortly we will have a break, and so we would love to talk a lot about other things as well. And I would love to share with you guys what is creation for us, right? And what is for me, and what does it mean hosting in a way? Because, like, hosting is quite, a limited idea. But if you look at hosting, it has a creation, right, that creates for now and creates for the future. So we did also a live Facebook video, right, talking about creating a greater future.
Yeah.
So what question will you ask me then before the break?
Well, are you creating for now or now in the future?
So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few seconds.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Om Times Radio, Joy of Business. My name's Diva Diaz, and I'm here with my lovely friend and colleague, Francesca Fiorentini, and we are talking about hosting classes, which, if you are new to Access, means creating events. we have been talking about what it takes to actually create these events worldwide. And one of the things that we would like to talk to you guys about is about actually creating for the future and creating a greater future with the choices that you're making today, which might sound a bit dramatic, but when you are actually really, really present with every choice that you're making, however big or small it may seem, you're actually creating a greater future by that choice.
Yeah.
Francie, what are some of the choices that we make when we're hosting?
Oh, my. I mean, so let's also start. Basically, if one of, it's like, you know, when you ask a question and someone gets blank, because there are tons of choices, right? But
yeah.
It's really...
Yeah.
So one of the things...
Well, I wonder...
Go ahead. Yeah.
No, you go.
Was like, basically, if it's just choice, right, of choices... So what if we do, all of you guys that you're listening to that now, to us now, for any choice you are making and you're going to make, what if you actually, you ask yourself, what would I choose here if I'm not react, if I'm not defend, if I'm not align and agree, but I'm just being me, what would I choose? Basically, for me, it's one of the, yeah, it's also a pre-question before any choice I do. Because it gives me the possibility to, and the space to actually choose fully and perceive what the choice will create in the future if I'm not aligned and agree with someone else's point of view, right? Or decision,
yeah,
or view, or just react. Sometimes, most of the time, we choose also based on reaction, right? Oh, I don't like what they are choosing, so I would choose something else. So asking, okay, if I'm not asking that question before any choice, will give, for the result that I saw, create a greater future for me and for you as well every time we have done this together. Right, Diva?
Yeah. Yeah, and that goes from, like, the smallest thing to have something been handled, or did everyone on the team somehow forget about that thing, you know, if there's something that needed to be printed or something. Like, how do you actually create that space where there is that level of intimacy, which is, you know, the elements of intimacy, vulnerability, gratitude, allowance, honoring, and trust. It's like, how do you create that within a team? I just recently did a class in the US, and one of the things that happened was that somebody was supposed to bring some of the posters from another country, and for whatever reason it didn't get done, and so we were waiting and waiting for these posters to arrive, and nothing was done. Now at Access, we put a lot of energy into creating gorgeous marketing material, and so you know, instead of actually going into who was supposed to do this, when, what, and why. I really started asking the question, okay, well, that is not relevant right now. The point is, what do we choose now? Like, can we get this printed? Can we get it printed in a different way? And by asking those questions, we actually found a printer that was open 24 hours. We drove there. It was midnight. We got it all printed beautifully, and we had everything in the room, and it was done. So it's really about moving beyond your judgment of the current situation and looking at what needs to be done to create that sense of ease for whatever it is that you're creating. We're talking about hosting, but this actually applies to every area of your life.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I love it. And I can see you smiling on that, even if it was midnight, right? Going in an adventure.
Yeah.
And heavy registration
but
at
it's
6
great.
A.m. in the morning the day after. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But there
actually,
was never the
that's
of,
what
oh,
was required.
It's midnight. Exactly. Because when you're doing what's going to create a greater future, there is a sense of possibility and expansion to it. Like, I wasn't like, oh, God, it's midnight. It's so late. I need to sleep. I was like, oh, my God, we found a printer that's open. This is amazing. Let's run there now. And it was actually so exciting. Like, I was so happy.
Yeah. Because also,
and I think
like,
that's one of the...
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm talking over. I mean, because things like unpredictable things, right, could show up anytime, right? Or things that we didn't plan before was like, oh my God, and now, so it's instead of going in the reaction of it, or like, no, on the defense, I don't want to do it, okay, what can I be here, and move on, right? And that actually makes all the sense of, it's really because classes are their own entities, right? And in the classes, in the energy of the class, it includes all the participants that are coming to the class, correct? And all the team and the tasks that they are working on that. So you being that space of calm and, okay, let's do it. And I don't want to complain. Let's do it. Let's find out, right? So the ease and the fun and the joy for the class the day after has been created just with that one choice, let's find the printer. That looks, in a way, very... you will never expect that, right? But just that creates such an ease for the day after, right?
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Yeah,
and
I don't know if you remember.
And that's the thing.
Go ahead. And...
Oh, yeah, no, I know the story you're going to tell. Do it. It's so funny.
So basically also, okay, this has been something, like last year happened, so we were having this event and in Vienna, and a few days before, I mean, it was like a couple of, 3 weeks before the event, I was the person in contact with the venue, signed the contract and all of that. So I received an email from the event coordinator of the hotel telling us that the room that we were, like the block room that we had for our guests was expired, and we had, since those rooms haven't been booked, we had to pay like around 20,000 euro. And I was like, what? So basically, I was in a big, big, big beyond. It means like I was like, oh my God, what I did wrong here? I didn't read completely the contract, or there was like a sort of paragraph. So I went through everything, and the first person I contact was Diva, right? And I say, Diva, can you read that? Because you are English, and your English is much better than mine, like legally. And we look at that. The contract wasn't very clear, but actually we were wrong, because I signed the contract. So in that moment, I was also willing to pay the extra money, doesn't matter, so that I, in that moment, instead of hiding these things, I was asking for contribution and help. So I called Diva, and then we called together Jonas, he's the worldwide coordinator of all the events in Access, and we explained what happened. And he wasn't even angry. He was like, okay. He was asking me questions and ask us questions. What can we do? What can we ask to the person? Blah, blah, blah. So basically, I remember you, Diva, told me, don't answer to that email. Wait a second, okay? Let's talk first with Jonas, and then you go. So that's actually what we did. And then we called the lady together, right? And the event coordinator in this town and say, look, together, there was like, and she was like, oh, I understand what you say, but you signed the contract. She was so in her position, she didn't even want to move it. And so then I was like, okay, that's true, but also you've, I found something very small in the contract, say, like, you should have sent me an email 20 days ago about it. It was like, we were close to the deadline. You didn't. So if you're doing this, this is not really correct. I could even lose my job now. You know, I could be fired based on that. And I remember we put so much energy on that, right? We were a bit of killing energy. But also, so for those, that night for me has been very intense, because I was like, okay, if we had to pay 20,000 more, I am happy. And the company probably would never have done, but I was like, this is my mistake. This is my fault. And the morning after, I received an email that actually that penalty had been canceled. And I was like, wow.
I remember. Oh, yeah, and I actually remember, this is the other thing, that we desired the result. Like, we were asking for it to be different. And we were also like, okay, if we have to pay it, we'll just split it. We'll pay it. It doesn't matter. Like, we'll sort this out. This isn't going to be a problem. And this is a really key thing, because if you're really vested in the result looking a certain way, it actually stops all possibilities. But when you're willing for it to look anyway and you're just asking for a different possibility, whatever that looks like, that's when it can show up. And that's really what we did for this, actually, because we were willing for it to go in any direction. We were like, okay, we'll handle whatever it is, but let's handle it with a level of ease.
And the willingness to you has been to, thank you for remembering that, I didn't, the willingness to say, like, yes, let's split it. Even if it wasn't your mistake, right, was mine, in a way, that has been such a,
well,
I mean, such a gift for me, you know? It's that, it's amazing. You are amazing.
You are amazing. Well, I think but, and that's, we should... that's the other thing. It's... Yeah, go on.
Sorry. No, I didn't want to interrupt you. Sorry. I was looking at if we had
a ringtone.
Were
you going to say that we should do a ringtone? Oh, I thought you were going to say we should do a ringtone. You're amazing. No, you're amazing. but actually, one of the things is really like the five elements of intimacy in the creation of anything in your life, including active classes, is really key. And we will talk more about that after the break.
So.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to OM Times Radio with Joy of Business. I am Francesca Fiorentini, and I have the pleasure to be here with my colleague and friend, Diva Dietz. Where are you, Diva, at the moment?
I'm in London. I'm in my apartment. Where are you?
Oh, I love London. I'm in Venice, in my apartment. Venice, Italy, not Las Vegas, not London. Yeah.
You mean we work on events together and we're in different parts of the world? I like it.
Yes, that's what we do. And we basically also travel a lot, right? So we are less in our home city than around the world. That's what basically. When I come back from an event, my family asks me, okay, when do you leave next? Okay, I just came back. Can you welcome me? So I love the conversation that we just had, right, based on the thing with the contract and how we had each other's back. That has been so, like, you know, there was no blame on me. There was no, you know, and all of that. So what if we talk about this way that we are functioning from and how the things actually created so much for us in our events?
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, people might think that to have each other's back, you all have to be best friends and, like, hold hands in the playground and spin around in circles singing songs. That's not really what having someone's back is. Having someone's back is just literally not judging them and being an allowance for whatever they're choosing and not blaming people for different things. Now, first of all, you actually have to have that with yourself before you can have that with anyone else. But when you do start being that and getting out of the judgment, which is why we keep on, you know, mentioning judgment throughout this conversation, that's when you can actually start to have each other's back.
Exactly. That's the point. You need to apply these things before to yourselves, right?
Exactly. And even, you know, like in work situations, I don't know if we're taught it or whatever, we pick it up from the world around us, but, you know, because there is a level of organization with these events or with any project where different people have different jobs, and then if things don't get done, it's very easy to go into blaming someone else. One of the things that Francesca and I do is we don't really blame each other or anyone on the team, because what we like to do is have the overview of everything. It doesn't mean we need to do every single item of it, but you can always tell when something is off or something hasn't been done, because there's kind of like a crunchy, weird vibe or energy around it, and maybe it keeps popping into your awareness, or maybe you can't stop thinking about it, or maybe every time you do think about it, you get cranky. That's when you're aware of something being off. So we always ask questions about all of those things. And if something isn't being done, then we always ask, okay, what else is required to get this done?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in being, so don't blame someone else that doesn't have judgment or point of view about it. What should have been done or how it should have been done? And it's really being in total allowance with yourself first and with other people. That, as you say, it's not meaning that we had to do everything or people had to walk on top of you, right, over you. That's something that it's not about being allowance. But it's really like be willing to, for me, it's really like, and I can say, because now if you hear about it, oh, they are like angels. They don't even get cranky. I do get cranky a lot. Sometimes, like,
we get cranky. Feel. Yeah.
Right? Or
we both
have the,
But the difference is when we do get cranky, we don't let it take over everything. We acknowledge we're cranky. We probably say to each other, you know what, I am literally about to kill everyone, or I am so cranky. So we actually just say it. And usually, if it's me saying it to Francesca or she's saying it to me, we'll say to each other, okay, do you want to just go outside and grab a coffee? Let me handle this. And that's how we actually have each other's back too. Or we look at it and we ask questions like, okay, what's going on? And usually it's something that we're aware of or something that needs to be changed, but we actually do that together. And we've had pretty intense situations where we had a class recently that was 450 people live, and the morning of registration, where we had to take everybody's registration and payments, the internet magically disappeared and stopped working, even though we'd tested it and trialed it. So we had a queue of about 150 people just in 30 minutes before we'd even open. And we had a team of like 16 people and no internet. And everyone was freaking out. And so in that moment, we both got quite cranky. But we actually were saying it to people. I was like, I'm sorry, everyone. I'm literally a monster right now. This isn't personal, but I'm like, it's just a bit intense, you know. But we do say it so that people know that it's not, you know, that you're cranky with them or anything, but you're giving them the information of what's going on, which is also another key part.
Yeah, and also I remember very well that moment. But it's also, okay, it's like, you know, you have this huge problem that actually it's the base, because without internet and doing a registration, it's really, okay, guys, everyone can go home and see you tomorrow, but it wouldn't be possible because we had Gary and Jane come in an hour and a half and do the class and all of that. So basically we saw the problem, but one of the things is like, and that's also what we asked to the other people that were working with us and assisting us. And it was like, okay, don't make this problem so, now I don't want to say much important, but like, this, you know, this is a problem and now, okay, I have the problem. Keep asking questions. Keep asking questions. Yeah. What else? So basically we had people having the hotspot, the hotel technician working on that, and we made it perfectly on time.
Yeah,
everyone is in register.
Yeah
so it's still okay, the problem can show up. Well, where is the, you know, the space in the window? So basically Jonas has this class talk about windows possibility, right? So if I can't get in to the house from the main door, right? So let's find out a smaller, like, space or wedge in the window or somewhere else that you can actually break it and get into. So one of the things you always say to me, right, that if you get a no, you don't keep going, you don't give up. You keep asking to people.
Francesca has this amazing capacity where if the hotel comes and they say, you know, we can't put the power cord here, she's like, okay, cool, thank you so much. So do you think we can put it there? And they're like, no, we can't put it there because of this and what and this and this. And she's like, oh, yeah, completely understand. So is there another way that we could put it there? And then they're like, no, we can't because we would get in trouble. Oh, yeah, no, that makes sense. It's just that, you know, it would be so great if we could put it there. Like, what do you think we could do so we could put it there? And I've seen her do this so many times. And she literally does it, and she doesn't stop until she gets a yes. But in the most, like, lighthearted kind of, like, I'm not giving up, but this is happening. And so let's just work out how it's going to happen.
Exactly.
Brings me to, like...
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
We share one brain. Well, I was just going to say, like, so many times people think that with projects or businesses or hosting a class, the indication that it's going well is that it's easy. And there is a big difference between ease and easy. Easy is where you don't want to look at any of the bad stuff, any of the things that you've decided you don't want to look at or address. And so everything is like flowers and roses. Ease is where anything has such a level of ease that you know you can handle it all without getting stressed, without any of that stuff. And that's really what we look for in all of these situations, whether the internet goes down or whether everything is amazing. Like, everything has this level of peace and ease to it. And that's truly what for us is a big priority, because people perceive that. People perceive that when they tap into your business, when they tap into your classes that you're creating, when they tap into everything, when they're at the events that you're hosting. If you have a level of ease with it, even with the biggest problem or issue that may show up, people perceive that, and it actually changes their world. We receive so many comments of like, oh my gosh, you guys are never so, like, never stressed. Thank you so much. Even when this happened, you know, and it sounds a bit dramatic, like there's a million problems, and it's not. The events really run smoothly, but we're just giving you guys examples.
Exactly. But also all of that, we were talking about practicality, right, when you are running the event, the live event. So, but the event in the class could be 3 days, 5 days, 4 days, 7 days. But there is a... all these tools have been applied for the previous 6 months because there is a creation behind all of the live events, okay? Because, of course, we are live. Let's run all around and really create the ease live. But then this has been done for the months in advance, right? That when we were creating all the team and All Access and the other hosts and the hotel and everything, to look at all the logistics stuff, all the creation. So it's really this constant. And most of the time, we don't have just one event. We have several events in a row that we are taking care. And it's this constant asking questions. And I would love to, you know, what if we start really, you know, from talking, because now we will have another break in 1 minute, and if we can talk a bit about what is the creation, right, of the class, and working with new people as well that don't have the same experience we do, and to be willing to make them grow, right, and have a different knowing. That's okay.
Exactly.
Apparently we have a break. So stay there.
Stay we'll be
back
the break.
In a few seconds.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoyofbusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, everyone. I'm Diva Diaz, and I'm here with Francesca Fiorentini on the Joy of Business show on OM Times Radio. Thanks for listening. We are talking about hosting classes, creating events all around the world, and how this can contribute to everything you're creating in your life. Francie, you were saying something really interesting when we just went to the break that I think everyone would love to hear more about. Will you tell us more about what that was?
So what I was talking, it's really what I was mentioning, was about working in with other hosts or people that are new, that they don't have the same experience that we do. And so the level of the experience, it's I would say on the quote unquote, because basically it's a, for me, me and you, we have a level of preparation of actually handle like whatever comes up energetically, right, as well. Because it could be intense, and it's so we know how to manage. But when we are working with new people, as we've mentioned also at the beginning of the call, right, and they don't really know what to do, they're asking questions, they could actually do mistakes, right, and instead of, what I like about us is like instead of being like a bossy, right, two bosses, we are really... You know, the difference between boss and being a leader is really like a leader goes for, like, show others how things or how to move on, right, without forcing,
yeah.
Without, and also blaming on them. So it's basically like being willing to look at all the small details with them and make them work by themselves. So that's how new people actually become more experienced and with more experience and more prepared to handle things. So you are so amazing as well on doing that. And that's one of the things I love, because it's basically when I can really, you know, we had some new hosts in the past. It was like just talking for hours. And I say, wow, they don't really get it. Why they don't? So we start choosing different, right? So what if you talk personally with them and with the person and I talk personally with the others and see if there is this one-on-one interaction, we will move forward. But instead of blaming them, and they actually had an amazing result, right?
Yeah,
so,
truly. Yeah.
So
exactly. My goodness. So many things we could talk about.
Yeah, but so that's why actually we choose to create a telecall just about that, because there is so many things and so many topics and that we could explore about creating events, right? From a normal bars class to a huge event, because basically there is not a big difference between small classes and big classes, right?
That's true. Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely true. So we were kind of playing with this idea because so many people, like Francesca was saying at the beginning, have been asking us, like, how do you do this? How do you do this? How do I get my classes bigger? How, you know, all of these things. How are you guys not stressed? How does it seem like so much ease? And so we decided to
do this telecall. It's 4 calls, and it's called Creating a Financially Successful Hosting. And it starts on September 19th, so please check it out on accessconsciousness.com. You can see it on either Francesca's or my profile page. But that's another really interesting thing, Francie, because one of the things that we know a lot of people think is that the bigger an event gets, the more stressful it is. And to us, we really haven't allowed that to be our reality. In fact, the bigger it gets, the more organized we are, the more prepared we are, and the more easy and ease everything is, which is actually quite fascinating because it's one of those cases where everything is opposite of what it appears to be. And, you know, we're told that in order to have bigger classes or a bigger business or more success in a project, you have to work a lot harder. And that is correct a lot of the time. And a lot of the time, the work that you have to do is with yourself and with what you're willing to be and what you're willing to receive. For that thing to grow.
Yeah. And it's basically, you know, if you, even if you didn't hear about Access at all, Access Conscious at all before, I'm sure that all the audience will get what I'm saying. It's basically your point of view creates your reality. So if you have the point of view that having a lot of participants in your event, in your class, or having a lot of clients will make your life harder because you have to take care of them a lot. That actually, you know, what happened, that you will have always small classes or few clients asking for a private session, or and this actually happened. I have been in business, you have been in a corporate business where I have been like mostly on the self-business. I had a hotel with my mom, and I had my business. I had a fashion clothes shop for 10 years. But I really, and I didn't know about Access at the moment. I didn't use those tools. But I really, really remember that when I was willing to have tons of people in my shop, without any point of view, actually that those days were the best days I ever had, like earning-wise, right? But when I had like, I don't want to see anyone, oh, my God, they will come inside, they will ask questions, and, oh, my God, they will not buy anything. Those days were the days they really didn't buy anything, and they were coming inside just to complain or actually to waste my time. So it's really like in each business, yeah, it was like...
Just so you know, when you go into fashion clothes shops, don't go in there just to waste people's time.
But that was really, so this is applicable on each area of your life. It's really like on each area of your life because you can find, you know, you can organize a birthday, right? You just did an amazing surprise birthday for me. That the ease you create that, it's been like, seriously? And everyone was so happy. And I know the level of organization that was behind that. So it's really like anything. You know, you are going to create a dinner or like, it's not just about classes. It's really about your life, for my point. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
truly,
I'm actually excited.
And for me, one of... I know, me too. And I just have to say, like, you guys, the biggest gift you can probably be is to really look at these elements of intimacy with yourself, because the moment that you're willing to choose them with you, like Francesca's saying, your point of view creates your reality. So everything around you actually begins to shift and change to match that which you're choosing. So when you're choosing to be vulnerable with you, to be in allowance with you, so you're not in judgment of...
Yeah. I don't know if I lose the connection. Oh, you do? Oh. 1 second. Okay. Anyway, if Eva loses the connection, I can keep going. And if I did, I will talk for myself.
So basically, I was saying that I was so excited.
I got kicked off, sorry.
Oh, cool. You were. So I didn't know it was me or you. And I
was it was a dramatic pause, a really long dramatic pause.
And one of the things I really... We're well facilitated. Because we're having the space of talking about creation, right? Talking about... So the witness... How can people, you know, find you? And all of that. It's really like, and, you know, when you do a class or a telecall, it's the question of people that actually create it. And I'm really, like, so looking forward for that. Yeah, really.
Yeah.
And when does it start, Diva?
It starts on the 19th of September. So we hope to see you guys there. And even if we don't, please check out all of the Joy of Business tools because they will literally allow you to create so many amazing things in your life because, as Simone and Gary Douglas say, your life is your business. So what else is possible?
And if you have if you have blood in your vein, means that you are in business. Because most of the time you separated your things, right? That's true. That's the only another quote. They sound
dramatic,
right? I love it.
It's
and
so
how
true.
Much joy and fun can you invite in your business, in your life, every day? Yeah. What
exactly.
is?
Because you know what? If you're not having fun in your business, no one will want to be part of your business, either as a client or as a team member.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
So thank
Diva,
you so much for listening. Thank you, Mercy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.